A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
Presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled. 97.5 KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Coming up at 4 o'clock, our BYU insider for KSLSports.com, Mitch Harper, is going to join us. I've got questions about the progress of spring. Of course, on the one hand, it's like, man, we just go crazy about what's going on. Speaking of what's going on, Scott and I went down a weird rabbit hole during the break.
We did, didn't we?
Scott was like, should we become Jets fans? Should we invest in some season tickets for the... Now, neither you nor I. These used to be conference foes for you.
Yeah.
Imagine 30 years ago, Scott Mitchell, and I show up from the future and I go, hey, one day you and I are going to buy season tickets together for the New York Jets. And then I poof, disappear, and you go, what on earth is going on? There's no way. But we were just
talking
about...
There's only one other team that I would not want to be a fan of more, and that's the Eagles.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought like the Bills or something.
Oh, no.
Because I thought Who's the most ardent hate for the Miami Dolphins? Is it the Jets? Is it the Bills? Is it the
Jets,
is it the
Bills,
Patriots?
That's a great... I mean, they talk about... That's as good a rivalry division as there is in football.
I think NFC East kind of... NFC East kind of... Like has the corner of the market of teams that hate each other.
Well, it's because it's New York and Philadelphia and Washington and Dallas. I mean, those are the biggest markets.
And they haven't and they
Buffalo,
haven't shifted
New York
around.
Is not the biggest.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
TV
and they game. Haven't shifted around like
no.
either. They've
no.
always been that group. It doesn't make any sense. NFC East, Dallas Cowboys. But you know you couldn't imagine them anywhere else. But we were talking about becoming season ticket holders. Now, we wouldn't be as close as, what's this guy's name? Fireman Mike or whatever? Fireman Ed? We wouldn't be sitting nearly as close as Ed would. We were just talking about buying season tickets at the 300 level, which are the nosebleeds.
Yes, of course, we have to.
Dipping in a couple of times a year, take a red eye maybe, and go watch a Jets game, and then do the show on a Monday and fly back.
Yeah.
And then sell them the rest of the time.
Yeah.
Because if Aaron Rodgers, if we buy them now, and then Aaron Rodgers shows up, like, then we're going to be in the money, man. But it's so freaking far away, and I don't know if I could bring myself to cheering for the Jets. And I have no reason to cheer for the Jets. I don't like Aaron Rodgers that much.
It's not.
I don't know why.
It's not the point of doing it.
What is it?
It's just going to
the Big Apple.
Let's do something completely outrageous and off the rails, and I believe becoming a Jets fan from Utah. And we could have a segment every show that's
every week.
Yeah, the Zach Wilson watch, and we do the Zach Wilson watch is what we should do.
Scott, I love when you're spontaneous like this.
I know.
Why not Packers, Jordan Love?
No, you can't get tickets to the Packers.
You can't. I mean, you can, but it'd be like buying them on StubHub's.
We want to get cheap seats in a bad organization.
Yes. And I'm not going to go every week, but, you know, They're facing off against the Dolphins, and Scott and I are like, nah, it's a long flight. We sell our season tickets for that week.
For the Dolphins, you want to go to that game.
Nah. You can take a plus one on that week. And then
it's like when the Jets are playing, like, maybe
Panthers.
I don't know. Yeah, the Panthers.
The Browns.
The Browns.
Texans. Yes. The Texans. If the Texans are in town, we're selling those.
Right, yeah.
How much?
Yeah, Jeremy's all.
Deeply discounted seats.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't even know if it's a smart move. I will say that we used to be able to look them up.
It's not a smart move, but how much fun would that be?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you got to live life.
I don't know how much it costs, though.
But
I
mean, we have honestly, to take the red eye.
Because now they're not letting you. Remember last year we were looking and it didn't. You were looking to see how much it was.
I don't think it wasn't that bad. No, I know.
It was not nearly what it would be for, you know, Jazz season tickets. I mean, they're only playing 8 games at home. But.
And I think we buy a jersey and we get Sauce Gardner's jersey. But we only put sauce on the back
just
of the jersey.
Sauce. On.
Sauce.
Okay. So we're contemplating becoming Jets fans for no good reason.
No.
Because it's a Wednesday. That's the only reason why. Let me do this, Scott. We're going to ask you anything here.
Okay.
Drop into one of the many Mountainland Supply locations throughout Utah. Here's what they do. Truck outfitting, power equipment, snow plows, motor rewinding, all the tool and safety needs that you could desire. They will take care of you. MountainlandSupply.com. That brings you the Ask Scott Anything segment every week. MountainlandSupply.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So BYU is installing a new defense with Jay Hill. I always love the word install because it makes it sound like, you know, my dad worked for IBM for 30-something years.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, we got to install this driver on the, you know, and you're like getting out all the old disks and, you know, plugging stuff in and downloading stuff. So installing something sounds like a massive process.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly would be for the Jay Hill defense. When a new coaching staff comes in, Scott, and they say, well, I have a complicated system. At the very least, it's very different from what these kids have had to figure out before. How much of a process is that? And how much of a learning curve is there for a, quote, as he's put it, a complicated defense?
Well, smart coaches, and I believe Jay Hill is a smart coach, you're going to have your basic foundational defense. But for it to really work and to do what you want, there's the complication comes when, you know, you're in this defense and you're in a certain formation. Because defenses – everything, they have to understand formations. They have to understand where the strength of the offense is and where they're going to have multiple potential receivers and how they adjust. But it's also like, you know, where you are on the football field, you know, because the hash marks are so wide that you have to make adjustments based on the defense. So, and then on top of it is they like to disguise and they show you a look and then they at the snap of the ball they stem to something different,
mm-hmm.
just to create more confusion. So it's if you look at it on the surface, you go, it's not overly complicated, but when you factor in all of those things, it gets massively complicated. And you're a player and you're used to hearing it a certain way. Now it's probably called similar things because these guys kind of come from the same school. You know, Jay Hill and Kalani are Fred, or not Fred, but they're Kyle Whittingham. Fred Whittingham was basically the guy that started all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of stems from all of that. And yeah, it's complicated. So you have to kind of go, okay, we're just going to start basic formations, basic defense, and then you start adding wrinkles because teams don't just line up simply the way you want them to do it too. And so understanding where people need to be and defensively, everything is so reactionary that you can't be staring, thinking, it just has to come in intuitively to you. And initially that's just really hard. I mean, just hearing the names and the descriptions of the defense when you're in the huddle, that's a new process for everyone. And as simple as that is, it can be brutally complicated. And it'll take some time. You know, it'll take probably into fall camp, maybe even as they get into games before they really start feeling comfortable with this. But then Jay is not stupid. He's going to look at the personnel that he has, and he just knows there are certain things, you know, we can and cannot do. At Utah, they like cornerbacks that can play man coverage, and maybe they don't have corners that can do that or play man coverage at all, or maybe they're better with two safeties deep or one, or, you know, maybe they're better if they don't blitz and they play zone. Maybe they're better if they do, they bring pressure, who knows. But they're going to play to the strengths of what the guys can do without being paralyzed by thinking when they're on the field. And you'll see that, you know, you see it with Utah every year where they'll start the season and they'll be in a coverage and they basically kind of show they don't stem and part of this reason is you're going to get game film. So you want the opposing team to think, oh, wow, they just line up and show you what they're going to do. And then it just evolves as the season goes on and they get more intricate in some of the things that they're doing.
What about guys falling behind? Like maybe they were in the Eli Satuiaki, defense, and it's just like, this one I can't get, man.
Okay, so it's a great question.
Is that a thing that happens?
Like, well, yeah, the question is, if guys are falling behind,
that's where they'll be in the depth chart.
You recruited them and you're coaching them.
Yeah.
And if guys are falling behind, maybe it's too much. And I think there's a tendency by coaches to give players too much too soon.
That's interesting.
It was just like with Keaton Slovis. I wouldn't throw the whole playbook at Keaton Slovis at BYU. He's going to be there for a year. It's your first year in the Big 12.
I don't know. Something tells me that guy probably can get thrown an entire playbook.
Everyone says that intellectually. But to really know it in a game situation when the pressure is on, it's a different thing.
It's that keep it you simple,
be,
stupid kind
yes,
of
yes, you can be very successful with not a lot of play because you don't know where you're going with the ball. The defense is going to tell you that. So you can call one play and you could run it five or six times and you could throw it to five or six different people based on what happens with the defense. So you don't need a lot of play. You don't. I know all these people think you do, but you don't. Because in my experience with football, you can ask a lot of people who've had a lot of success at this. They go, "I don't care what you do, defense. You're wrong. We're gonna call and design things that no matter what you do, you're wrong." And that happens a lot. And you can do that if you're sophisticated enough to be simple.
So one of the things that was brought up in this article that Mitch threw together, and I think it's great because it kind of gives you an idea of what, you know, they're trying to do and how some things do change. So for example, the nose tackles, right? Caden Hawes, they asked him about this. Okay, so it's a different technique now. And he says, it's way aggressive. We're not two-gapping anymore or anything like that. It's a lot more gap sound. We get to fire off the ball and then create some havoc. Is he just saying basically, like, on any given setup, you're either the A gap or the B gap, and that's the place. We're not going to be like doing any twists or anything really. It's just kind of staying in that place. Or what is he talking about here?
Well, you know, defensive linemen, they don't have it complicated as it is. So
this made it a little bit more simple, or what?
Well, if you've eliminated one of two options, you're either going to go here or there.
Now you're just going here. Yeah. See, those meetings might be a little bit more.
That could be earth changing.
It's just a change. Is a change just like that? Like,
well, it's just a different technique when you're a two gap player and just coming off the ball, how you have to play differently. And there are guys that do it well. And again, I just don't think it's the core philosophy. So you're going to get more of a four down front and those four down linemen basically are going to be right stout at the line of scrimmage, you know, filling gaps. And they take up bodies, and then that frees up the linebackers to flow and go to whatever gap they're responsible for. A lot of times it actually—
Ooh, flow and go. That could be your defense, Scott.
Well, it actually creates
the old flow and
more
go.
Opportunities, believe it or not, to get pressure on the quarterback, because when you're you're an interior lineman and you're making move, you know, you're getting movement, you're getting push up the middle, it frees up the edge guys to be one-on-one,
yeah,
which gives them more opportunities through a game to get get sacks.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We have a bit more to do for this hour, including our What Are the Odds. We have our What Are the Odds around the corner. You don't want to miss it. So stay right here. We're going to do our What Are the Odds, and then we're going to have Mitch Harper jump on with us, and we'll talk about not just this, but also some of the changes that BYU's had, the new president, Shane Reese, yesterday being announced, and what that does for the football program. It doesn't matter when a new president is announced to the football program, to the athletic department. How much does that matter? All right, we'll take the break, and we will come back. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.